People like to incorporate things into their property, not just a garden or a couple of trees, but some people may want to bring in water features, not only for the aesthetic appeal of it, but for the sounds, for the nature that it brings in. So water features is what we're going to talk about.
It can also be calming.
Calming, relaxing.
Meditative.
Mm-hmm. Mental resetting.
Right.
Yeah. Same thing as meditating.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I did learn is that it won't necessarily decrease your property value, but it won't really increase it either. It's kind of one of those neutral things.
It will increase the value of I want that property if you decide to sell it when the right person comes. There's right. The right person for every property. You just got to find them.
Absolutely. What are you, a realtor?
I don't know.
There's a few things to consider before you do this. One is that what are you trying to achieve with including a water feature? So like you had said, is it a calming thing? Is it a look of it, the aesthetic? Maybe you want some koi or something like
right.
that.
Because if you don't know what your end goal is, you can throw a lot of money at this very, very quickly and not get anything accomplished.
Absolutely. And I would note that you could probably have koi in the Midwest in an outdoor pond for part of the summer,
yes.
but they are a warm...
Your mileage may vary.
Right. So keep that in mind too. So we also have a great resource for you. It's aqua-mart.com.
Correct. They have anything and everything you possibly need for your water feature, pumps, filtrations, installation, lighting, decorative plant care, fish care, water temperature measuring devices. They've got multiple brands, and it's all can be found at aqua-mart.com. And again, with any of our sponsors and any of the coupon codes we mentioned through the program, our parent website, which is the wisconsinvegetablegardener.com, has all of that listed under the season 7 tab and the money tab. So all the resources and everything is at one central location.
It's also advised to, if you're not sure if you want this water feature for sure, or how you feel about it, or if it's like something that you want to commit to, or anything you're going to add to your yard, it's not a bad idea to block that area off and then think about, okay, this is where it's going to go, and kind of visualize it.
And what other things are going to potentially interfere with that, meaning wildlife, or inhibiting the procedure of getting from one part of the yard to the other? Is it blocking major traffic flows that you would normally take, like trying to get to the mailbox? You have to walk around an extra 50 feet around this thing. If that's, you know, that type of thing. You want to be aware. Also, HOAs, city ordinances, most places.
Sometimes you might need a permit.
Right. Most places, unless you're in the country, they frown upon you just digging a hole in the front yard and putting some water in it.
Yeah, I would say. So that's one thing, is that if you do all this work.
You can't really hide that.
Right. If you do all this work and then you're supposed to have a permit, you may have to undo all your work. I'm not really sure what you have to do, but you definitely want to make sure that you need a permit. If you are going to dig in your yard, you want to make sure that you call Digger's Hotline, 811.
No matter where you're at.
No matter where you're at, 72 hours before you're going to dig.
It's free.
It's free, yep.
It saves you from being fined by doing something you shouldn't do or digging where you shouldn't dig. And with any of these things, you want to, you know, be aware of what the ordinances are. And you may think, well, I just do what I want. Well, that's great. You've never, you know, there's rules and everything.
I do what I want.
Yeah. Because whether you're putting a koi pond in the front yard in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, or you're building an outhouse in the north woods of Wisconsin, permits based on the county you live in and permission and all this stuff is required.
Right. Another thing to
ask a lot of questions so you know all the answers. As frustrating, as irritating as some of the rules may be, you need to know what you're getting into and do it right so you can don't have problems on the back end.
Absolutely. And another thing you want to think about is if there are leaves, or like a tree, over where you want to put it, maybe you want to move it because, granted, some things like leaves, debris, yard debris could possibly fall into it, but you don't want to put it underneath a tree that is guaranteed, because that could clog the drain or just becomes a hassle then you're frustrated. You're not getting your...
You're spending more time cleaning it than you are enjoying it.
Yeah, moments.
Just another thing to clean.
Right. And then think about, too, if it's something that you want to enjoy on a nice day when you're inside the house and maybe you want to hear that water feature sound, you could think about maybe, you know, what where the correlation is to inside your home, but that's not something huge to consider. The budget, your budget is a definitely something that you would want to think about it. Are you going to DIY this? Are you going to hire somebody? Is it going to be custom? Is it going to be straight out of the box, etc.?
There's a lot of things in which one can achieve and be very successful at by just doing some YouTube searches. However, YouTube searches and watching some videos does not give you 35 years of experience to know this is what I need to do when that happens.
Absolutely. And yeah, you want to trust the experts and definitely get all the information, take into that into consideration. Think about your goal. So maybe your goal is just to have a nice looking water feature, but maybe you have a neighbors who have a lot of noise next to you. And if you get something that's kind of loud, then you'll drown out their sounds.
Right. Also, a fun, healthy, happy fact here, tip. If you are going to hire somebody, whether it's a multi-billion-dollar corporation or Bill's Pond Service down the road or a family member, the first thing, anything you should do is write up an agreement. Here's what I want. Here's what I expect. And here's when I want it done. And here's the cost that we agree upon. So somebody can't say, you didn't tell me this, you didn't tell. So by legal standards, and we're not lawyers and we don't pretend to play, but you want to cover your rear end when it comes to any of these things. If you hire anybody, most reputable companies will have a contract for you. But if you're hiring a little do-it-yourself person, which is fine, you need to have paperwork and sign paperwork saying that this is what we've agreed upon. So nobody can say, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, definitely want to make sure that you look out for yourself and all the facets of it. So maybe you, again, want a louder, you know, water feature, more quiet one, then you need to look into that. And then your style. So maybe you have kind of a hodgepodge, put together backyard, and you just want something that's going to look okay and just make some noise and be meditative. Maybe you have a very specific style in your backyard and you want something to support that. It's all kind of based on what you're looking for.
And if you incorporate lights into this, whether front yard or backyard, what is the requirements per the city you live in that they can be on so long and then they have to be turned off during certain hours? It's a whole big thing, but if you do all of this correctly, it can be a great, wonderful additive to your property and to your relaxation. Instead of having to travel to a place where you can enjoy it, you can just walk out the back door or front door.
Yeah, and another thing to consider back to the, if you're going to put fish into it, if there are birds of prey that might swoop down and grab those fish, a lot of those.
Why is that funny to you?
Because I don't know.
You've watched too many nature programs.
It's very nature-esque. Yeah. Like, hey, I put this beautiful pond.
There goes
here.
My $30 fish flying away.
Yeah. I mean, there are areas like that where people with their small dogs even have to be, you know, worried.
Other reptiles, if you're in a more tropical area, snakes and small reptiles. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of things to consider, but it can be greatly worth the investment personally for you if this is what you're wanting to do to help just add something to your property.
Finally, once you've made all these decisions, gotten the proper permits, you know, have it installed, you need to consider maintenance. So if it's something where you have to constantly, again, be cleaning it out, or, you know, maybe you are happy that you can just set it up in the spring and let it do its thing till the fall, whatever it may be, that is something to consider too. Once it's installed, then what?
Yeah. Is it like a pool, or like you have to put so much chemical in it, or what is the, what's the regiment there, and how can you do it, or are you going to hire somebody to do it? Well, Walton's Incorporated, waltonsinc.com, has everything you need for your backyard barbecue, your camping trip, or if you butcher or hunt your own animals, they've got everything you need except for the meat.
Yeah, we are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know you care where your food about where your food comes from. You can can, preserve, etc. But at Walton's Inc., you can get the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. You want to make snack sticks that people will actually like. Walton's created MeatJustSticks.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. And Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, and more to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of 50 or more. And that's at WaltonsInc.com, GROW50. And the helpful website is MeatJustSticks.com. For more information, please visit theWisconsinVegetableGardener.com.